Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show, the talk show dedicated to helping Christians buy and sell cars by the book. Not the blue book, not the orange book, but by God's book, the Bible. Call the Christian Car Guy with your questions, 1-866-34-TRUTH. That's 1-866-348-7884. What does being a Christian have to do with buying a car? You're about to find out. Here's your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Only 5 shopping days left to Christmas, and if you're in your car right now, you may think you're in a race. Maybe a demolition derby. You know, they tried to take out Old Red this week in Richmond, but she escaped with only minor injuries. As we all race through these last 5 days, if you're like me, you would just like to stay on track and maybe finish the race. So, you may have guessed by now, today's show has something to do with racing. We have on the show today the Christian Racing Triple Threat. Live from California, he's the master of motorsports parables, the wizard of wide oval racetrack biblical timelines. He refers to himself as a recovering bozo. He's Dr. Sonny Fox from Team Possibilities. Dr. Sonny, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. What you got?
Hey, listen, thanks for having me on. What a nice, kind words you had this morning.
We always look for something in your bio that stands out, you know, and bozo, you know, that just... You know, being that I lived in Chicago at one point in time, I always had an affinity for him.
We're all recovering something at some level. So, well, listen, I was called to the ministry to, very simple, 6 words, present the gospel using motorsports parable. And what God has asked me to do with the gifts that he's given me is to try to update fishing and farming and wine dressing and sheep herding and all that into the 21st century, so everybody has a car or knows a car or been around a car. 75 million people attend a motorsports event each year in America and 200 million in Europe. So I came up with motorsports parables, and when I write in Christian Motorsports Illustrated, I also have a column called Motorsports Parables. And also I put together the Oval Racetrack Bible Timeline, because a lot of people were saying, Sonny, I'd love to understand the story in the Bible, but it just doesn't make any sense. It's just a line, and I don't know what it works. So what I did was take an oval track, and you've got it up on your website this morning, and thank you very much, to go around the racetrack so that you could see all of the events that occur, and you can remember turn 2, turn 3, and those kinds of things. So what I do.
That's what he does. It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, if you go to ChristianCarGuy.com, it's all one string, ChristianCarGuy.com, and you check out the Oval Racetrack, the biblical timeline, you know, if you click on it, you can enlarge it. It's really cool. We have lines open, so if you want to test Dr. Sonny, he's up to it. 866-34-TRUTH. Here's what you can test him. He has an acronym for any automotive word. You know, you can come up with it like, you know, race. What's the acronym for race, Dr. Sonny?
Responsibility, accountability, commitment, and education. Those are the 4 tires on your car. Any one of those are flat, you're not going to get where you need to go.
Oh, there you go. Or maybe, you know, maybe you've got a weld somewhere and you're trying to put your car together. Is there an acronym for weld out there somewhere, Doctor?
Absolutely. God built us. We're equipped to love deeply. Just like when you fuse metal together welding, we are equipped to love deeply. The deeper you love, the closer we get.
All right, there you go. If you want to test Dr. Sonny, 866-348-7884. And if you're digitally gifted and you can do it, you can go to 866-34-TRUTH. And I'd be very proud of you if you'd be able to do that. If you can think of any automotive word, you know, maybe you're sitting there thinking about titanium, you know, who knows what, call us with it. Dr. Sonny promises by the end of the show he's going to have a parable for you. So we're excited about that. Next up on our race car triple threat today, you know, we've got some holiday racing tips from our resident Christian race car guy. He's Clint Thomas with Hank Thomas Performance. He's going to school us on how to take out those lane cheaters, how to lock in that primo holiday parking spot. Right, Clint? Welcome.
That's right. And we'll have a few driving tips. We appreciate being back on the show. especially with our R12 Ministries and race team.
Yeah, they do some cool stuff. That R12 stands for Romans 12, so this is actually somebody who takes Jesus out on the track with him. I mean, it's going to be cool. We got that coming up. And then, certainly, if you've got that holiday racing question, you know, I'm sick of this happening, I'm that, you know, call Clint, 866-34-TRUTH. He's here to give you those. You know, they get bumped around on the track, and those kind of things happen, you know. So the third part of our triple threat this morning from our very own Christian Body Shop guy, Jerry, from Ray's Body Shop, just in case you have to drop into the pits like Old Red. You know, there was a Nissan that kind of hit my car versus a Cadillac. It was a tough thing up in Richmond this week, Jerry. But he's here for some, you know, if you're in the pits, Jerry, what do we need to do?
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about what kind of gift to give your car. It's a gift that will keep giving back throughout the year. And also with Clint in here, it's great because I hope he gives everybody some pointers how to brush up against somebody, get a little few dents, get a touch of me.
Got to keep us all in business.
So welcome to the Christian Car Guy Show. Hi, I'm Robbie Dillmore, 35 years in the retail automobile business, but more importantly, your brother in Christ. Christian Car Guy Talk Show is changing the way people look at their cars. They need to be paid for, no debt. They need tender, loving care, and they need a name. If you're thinking of what's Robbie talking about, Old Red, that's the name of my truck. Think about it. You see old tractors out there. They've been out in the elements since the 40s. They're still running. Why do you think? Truth is, if you maintain your car, it can last as long as you do. They need to be safe and driven safely. Speaking of don't speed, if you're following Jesus, he's the guy in the right lane, or as we like to call it here on the Christian Car Guy, the righteous lane. It's estimated that Americans waste 96 million gallons of gas a week on speeding. The fine for all that speeding, I think, is going to be a lot more than we can pay. The Christian Car Guy, of course, is a talk show, so if we need to hear from you, that's what makes the show, as our listeners, 866-348-7884. And then coming up in our last segment today, that's where you hear a little bit from me. It's our Appraisal by the Real Black segment book. Appraisal by the Real Black book segment. That's where we search the Bible for hidden treasure, cry out for discernment, lift up our voice for understanding. Later in our Appraisal by the Real Black book, this race to Christmas. You can't even get into the race unless you qualify. To understand and really experience Christmas, you have to qualify for the race. So today I want to share my story of how I qualified for the Christmas race, coming up at the end of the show in our Appraisal by the Real Black book. Really cool. Again, I want to mention our website, www.christiancarguy.com. You can see Dr. Sonny's race, oval racetrack, plus link to his website. Of course, we've got all our experts there, Hank Thomas Performance, Jerry's Ray's Body Shop, or any of those other people. But also, you know, since it's this close to Christmas, you know, there's some really cool Christmas present ideas that are there at the website. One of them based on Juiced Hybrids. I don't know if you're familiar with those guys, but they're putting out some cool stuff. They have this Kiwi, it's called a Kiwi, fuel-saving device, and it's sort of a color display. You could put one in your race car, Clint.
Yeah.
And you may not need to pit quite so often because it creates sort of like a game. It plugs into your own car's computer, and it plugs into cars that go back to like 94. And it makes it awesome that you can create this game to how you can save gas. And again, you know, you can't manage what you don't measure. So that's what the Kiwi's about. You can see all that at ChristianCarGuy.com. Click on Juiced Hybrids. Then, one great race that I know is going on today. It's with our flagship affiliate here in Winston-Salem, WTRU AM 830, has teamed up with every radio station in the area. It's a race against hunger this Christmas. The Second Harvest Food Bank has them all lined up. There are about 30 radio stations out there at Greensboro, North Carolina Coliseum, and they're accepting both perishable and non-perishable foods and financial donations. I understand that just a dollar can feed 7 people, so if you could give $10, you might can save 70 people. If you can't make it out to the Greensboro Coliseum, you can go to www.hungernwnc.org or call them at 336-397-2552. If you're in the area, you got to see this at the Greenboro Coliseum. I mean, there's tents from like 30 radio stations, people all over the place. Remember, we don't want anybody to go hungry this Christmas. Dr. Sonny, you're still with me after all that.
Yeah, I just made some fresh squeezed orange juice and went out this morning and picked some oranges off the tree and think about water skiing.
Thank you. Thank
afternoon.
You very much.
You're certainly welcome.
We got Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on the Christian Car Guy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You got a car part for Dr. Sonny.
Yeah, and I want to make sure, though, we're talking mechanical or body, either one, right?
Oh, yeah, you go there, buddy.
Okay, and this is probably going to be a whole lot easier than I think it'll be, but I'm going to say a quarter panel.
Quarter panel. All right, Dr. Sonny, here's your mission if you choose to accept it. By the end of the show, there's just a few words in quarter panel. I hope you're spelling it right. You know, we got Jerry here from Race Body Shop if you need to get that. I can't spell. My mother would tell you that. All right, Jim.
Stay tuned.
You're going to hear it by the end of the show.
Coming up after this break. The number is 1-866-34-TRUTH. Call us with your questions or comments.
Hear that race going on? You are listening to the special Christmas edition of the Christian Car Guy. We got a Christmas race going on here today, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. Like, if you happen to be in this area, the Greensboro Coliseum, Second Harvest Food Bank, all the radio stations in the area, including our stations, WPOL, The Light, and whatever you got. Anita Dean, the boss lady, she's out there ready to take your donations. $1 can feed a family of seven. Wow. A lot of, you know, it's unbelievable. So you might make your way out there to the Harvest Food Bank. Dr. Sonny, when we left our heroes, you were trying to make a parable for quarter panel. Have you got it yet?
Absolutely.
Let me introduce you again for those of you just tuning in. We have Dr. Sonny Fox. He is with Motorsports Parables, or it's actually Team Possibilities. And we've challenged him today. You come up with your word, any automotive term. You call us at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, and Dr. Sonny will make a parable. You know, you name it, titanium something, or my friend called in, he said quarter panel. Lay it on us, Dr. Sonny.
Okay, if you got a quarter panel, two things quickly. If you go to the my website, teampossibilities.com, you will see part of the oval racetrack is a crew cab Bible timeline, and on that quarter panel up front is Genesis 1 through 11. So you can walk somebody down the side of a crew cab and run the entire Bible timeline down there. But specifically, my parable for you, using quarter panel, quickly undo anxiety. Repent today. That's the quarter. Pride accumulates nonsense, and it eliminates love. So what you need to do is, if your quarter panel is out of whack, take it to the auto body shop guy
Jerry's
and
here.
Eliminate.
That's right.
How's that?
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's just amazing. You'd think we set that up, folks, but I
no way you set that up.
All right, you got your word. Give us a call.
866-348-7884.
You got to go to our website, ChristianCarGuy.com, because here's Dr. Sonny's over racetrack. Listen to how he starts out. He says, Adam has an accident right at the starting line. The track is flooded in turn one, Noah. The track has a large fire in turn two, Sodom and Gomorrah. Coming out of the turn, two of the Israelite race team is penalized 400 years for not obeying the rules. There's a huge wreck midway down the track, causing the Davidic kingdom race to team. The team split. Jesus is born in turn three. The church splits in turn four. The rapture happens just before the race is completed. Pit Road is a thousand-year millennium kingdom. And the garage area is in the new heaven and the new earth. It's cool to see when you actually see it as a racetrack. Isn't that right, Dr. Sonny?
It is indeed. It's people ask me, the story doesn't make any sense. So I said, well, let's make it a one-lap, 7,000-year race, and we'll start with the fall, and we'll end up in the garage area where there's no more pain, no more body work from those guys, no more gas, no more problem. We're just all done.
I'll tell you, they've had a race, these guys. They have. We've got Harley. He's a trucker out there. He's been listening. Harley, welcome to the Christian Car Guy. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. It sounds like you got a challenge for Dr. Sonny.
Yes, sir. CV joint, or cost of velocity joint.
CV joint. That's a good part, Harley.
So, I wish you luck, Doc.
What are the letters again?
CV, C is in Charles, V is in Victor.
Yes. Well, that's
constant
easy.
Velocity joint.
That's easy. Christ's victory is our joint that we need. It's Christ's victory. Next up, who's next?
Man, you're awesome. That's great.
He
and
is.
That's the truth.
I can't
God
tell
bless
you how
you.
I do it, and I can't teach you to do it, but God gave me this gift, and that's why I do it. Now you can see why he called me to present the gospel using motorsports parables. And it is a gift, and I'm telling you, it is, I'm so thankful for it, and I'm giving it back to people just like this.
All right, so you've got that test word. You know, you've been thinking about it. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. You know, Sonny, he sent me a basically a book.
20 pages.
That had all these parables. It's just a mind-blower, the things that we can just learn. And, you know, every word has a humongous meaning, doesn't it, Dr. Sonny?
Well, it does. And if you think about parables, it helps you remember things. When you were in high school trying to remember geography, you would say to yourself, how do I remember the five Great Lakes? Well, use the word Holmes, H-O-M-E-S, Lake Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. That's the way you...
Now help. You tell me. You know, my history class was... But my kids are out there listening, and that's going to be big for them because, you know, but I think most of the final exams are over at this point, Dr. Sonny, but they'll get it next semester.
Good.
But those words, they're powerful stuff. Tell us some of your other favorites, you know, while we're waiting on somebody else to call us at 866-348-7884.
Well, let's take the word spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. Sinner's prayer provides redemption is necessary for grace. If you want to spring into action with Christ, you need the sinner's prayer, because the sinner's prayer for redemption is necessary for grace.
Well, there you have it, folks. You need to spring on out to 866-348-7884. We want to hear your word. You know, it's a challenge. You know, we got Clint here. He's with R12, you know, and Clint, tell us just a sec. R12, where'd that come from?
Come from Chip Ingram and Living on the Edge, and what they've been trying to encourage people with churches and your life, trying to pursue Christ in everything, in your thoughts, the way your actions are. And for our race team, that's our car number and become our philosophy.
And it comes from Romans 12, which tells a little bit about that verse.
Romans 12. Just like the thing that we try to encourage our board members is Romans 12:6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contribution to the needs of others, let him give generously.
Or if it's coming up with acronyms, let him acronymize.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that right, Doctor? Is that what you call it, acronymization, or have you come up with something like that?
Well, that sounds like a very long word there. Well, let's see if we can make a parable of acronymization.
But anyway, what a cool ministry. And so you guys are out there racing. And even now the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has come out and talked to you guys about how we can engage the young athletes in race car driving.
Yes, I think it's one of those things where when you're sitting in a seat, you try to wonder if that's really an athlete going around the racetrack. But it's besides just the physical part and running speeds from 50 to 200, some of the road courses, you're probably looking at 20 to 30 shifts a lap. It works on that and the mental part. The mental is probably more than anything, especially under the heat and all of the safety gear that you actually wear.
So there you have it. If you've got that racing question, you know, you're right this minute. I know you're trying to get that parking spot. 866-348-7884. Clint's going to come up with some tips for us on holiday driving. You know, keep you out of the body shop with Jerry here. 866-348-7884. You know, I'm dying to hear some of them. But, Jerry, you got some Christmas presents that you think of your car. You know, if you're in the pits, you know, how can we help out our car?
Well, we sort of take our car for granted so much, and it's the car that keeps giving back, and we always think about what we're going to give our loved ones. Well, our car should be a loved one. One of the things that we can do is, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money. We always have to go get the oil changed. Get your oil changed, get all your pressures checked on your tires and that kind of thing, and it's going to give you a lot more longevity and keep giving back to you. And go the extra mile for Christmas. Give it that little extra. Take it to a cleanup or a detail shop where they can do a undercarriage or underbody wash, especially this time of year. Get that all washed out, the salt and the road grime. Get it waxed, clean it up, get that body.
And you can get a few
shiny
little dents out, because, you know, those take away from the whole esteem of, you know, if you're an esteem old red, you know, you look at it, you know, you got to have those dents out.
Make it look pretty.
It's not expensive anymore with all that you can do.
Yeah, now, I mean, the technology has changed. There's a lot of times you can get some of the dents out of a vehicle without even having to do paint work, just doing the paintless dent repair, which we do, and a lot of shops have taken that on, and it's just a great opportunity to spend just a minimal amount of money to bring the life back into your car.
Yeah, because, you know, some people are getting new cars for you know, you can save gazillions. That's another word for you, gazillions of dollars by just, you know, fixing up old red, so to speak. We got Greg. He's got a part for you, Dr. Sonny.
Oh, yeah, it's got 28 letters in it, probably. Left-handed catalytic converter.
Hey, Greg. We're excited about the word, man. What have you got for us?
Okay, I'm going to bounce probably the easy one off the dock. How about bumper?
Bumper.
Bumper.
Okay. Here you go, Dr. Sonny. What about bumper?
Well, believers, the B is always easy. Believers. You can always do that. Believers understand. Now, see, this is the way my mind works. Here it comes. You can watch my mind work as it lays out. Bumpers is believers understand that the mission of people increases redemption of the saints. So your bumper on your car is for a believer to push his way through life and bring Christ to others. Now, that's just how it just bang, 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 bang. It just lays itself out.
There it is. He's got a gift. Greg, you know, I thought you had him there for a minute.
No. ain't gonna happen.
Thank you, Greg, for your call very much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show. If you want to stump Dr. Sonny with your automotive part word that he can't make an acronym or a car parable, 866-348-7884. That's 866-348-7884. Dr. Sonny, you know, I was thinking, you know, that something about bumping, you know, people back on the track. Like, Clint, do you do some bumping?
Yeah, we run into a few people now and then.
And do you have to get them straight?
Yeah, we straighten them out.
All right, so maybe
then we send them to race.
We got a lot more racing coming up.
On our website,
the Christmas race. You're going to find out more about it.
There's more Christian Car Guy to come after this break.
Let's go to heaven in my car. You're listening to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show with your host, Robbie Dillmore. But today we got a special Christmas edition. We got Dr. Sonny Fox. He's live out in California. He is with Team Possibilities, and he does Christian Motorsports Parables. We got Clint Thomas here from Hank Thomas Performance, Jerry from Ray's Body Shop. And if you happen to be in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, I want to mention again that we've got our whole team of our flagship station, WTRU AM 830, out there at the Greensboro Coliseum working hard for the Second Harvest Food Bank. If you're in that area, go out there and make a donation. Dr. Sonny, while we are at the break, man, they have lined up on the phone. They got parts for you, buddy. They're flying at you. Okay, we got Judd up first. Judd, you're on a Christian Car Guy. Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Lay it on him, buddy. We got to shut him down.
Wet sump, as in wet sump boiling system.
Wet sump. There you go, Dr. Sonny.
Well, a wet sump, rather than put an acronym with it, a wet sump is just like having reading your Bible every day. What you need to do is always have something in that sump so it's wet, so you have something to pull from. Be ready in and out of season. So what you would do is you want to make sure that you have the word wet sump, the word internally for transmission to others. That's how you keep your sump wet with the word. Next.
Next. Oh, Judd, that's awesome, man. Thank you. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Christian Car Guy. If you can stump Dr. Sonny with your motorsport part, 866-348-7888. Floor, we got Richard in Florida. Richard, lay it on him, buddy. We're looking forward to this.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you, Richard. What have you got for him?
Anti-lock braking system.
There you go.
Oh,
ABS.
Oh,
anti-lock braking system.
Oh,
there's a few letters in that one, Dr. Sonny.
Oh, that's easy. All believers sin. Unlike anti-lock brakes, there's no anti-sinning system. Next.
Happy New Year's.
He was prepared for you, Richard. God bless you.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
I bless you guys.
Bye-bye. This ain't my first acronym rodeo.
The master of acronymization here on the Christian Car Guy. Call us with yours, 866-348-7884. We got a Canadian one coming at you, Trent from Manitoba. Trent, you're on the Christian Car Guy. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm interested.
Have you getting a white Christmas up there, buddy?
Oh, you bet. It's white Christmas everywhere. I was just in Michigan yesterday, and it's white out there, too.
I'll bet.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what he would do with the letter X in axle.
Axle,
okay. Well, here we go. Always exercise love exclusively. All the commandments in the Bible rest on just two axles: worship God and love others.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh,
next.
Wow.
Next.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Trent, so much. God, you guys have a great Canadian Christmas up there. How cool.
Literally.
Thanks. God bless you. All right. You can call us with yours, 866-348-7884. Like I said, we got Dr. Sonny. He's just one part of the triple threat, though, today, of the racing triple threat. We've got Jerry from Ray's Body Shop, in case you need to go in the pits, because you've got that little dent. And then we have Clint. He is our Christian race car guy here. He's out there swapping paint with people weekly. But you want to give us some tips. You know, you got this holiday parking spot. You know, you're ahead of there, and somebody's trying to beat you to it. What's the plan?
My plan is I usually park away and just use my time to walk and think about how I'm going to do my shopping and take time with the Lord. It don't seem like we ever take enough time, and I try to use that little extra time to walk, exercise, talk to the Lord as I'm going to basically have battle with the other shoppers.
Yeah, it probably would cause a lot less frustration, don't you think, if you're not looping in, looping out, looping in, trying to find it. If you just go ahead and...
You can find it a lot faster, and probably on average, especially during the heavy holidays and Christmas being maybe the number one, just having that little extra time, you find your parking spot quick, and you're in the door a lot quicker than others.
So
with a lot cooler head.
There you have it. But now, you're out on the racetrack. Don't tell me that you...
If they leave the door open, you stick it on in there usually.
I knew that was coming.
Big enough for you go, you just go ahead and stick a Cadillac right on in there.
That's what they did for me. But Jerry, now here's the result. I mean, now they've stuck their Cadillac in their Yugo spot. You know, what can we do for them there at Race Body Shop?
Then we got to start doing some a little bit of repair work there. And Clint knows about repair work.
I sent him a whole lot this year, especially after Atlanta.
A little story. Clint picked up some parts for a car that we just had done some paint work and stuff, and he says, I'm going to go testing this weekend. Well, then that Monday he came back with a handful of parts were all crushed and banged up and wrinkled up and paint peeled off of them.
So take his advice, walk, you know, don't push, right? He you know, don't do what he does, do what he says.
Yeah, you can check out those parking spots on YouTube with our R12. Just punch in R12 and it'll come up.
Oh, there you go. Or go to ChristianCarGuy.com and you can click on Hank's link right
there. See how much stuff.
Experts. We got Mark. He's traveling. He's got a part for you, Dr. Sonny. Mark, you're on the Christian Car Guy. Good morning. If I can.
Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm calling
from Arizona.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Wow. You're up early, too. You are out there with Dr. Sonny. Don't tell us about your oranges now, because
no,
we can't concentrate. You know, when... All right, go ahead, Mark. Tell us your word.
The word's potentiometer.
All right. Oh, now, that's a man word there, buddy.
That's got broad shoulders like old Dr. Sonny. Well, potentiometer is basically something in your car that tells you the potential across a battery, let's say, for instance. And the only way that you can become connected to God is to get across there and let that potential that he has flow through you out to other believers. And so the P in potentiometry would be prayer. That's where you start to load yourself with the potential across that battery.
All right. There you go, Mark.
My. I thought I had him.
I thought you did, too. That was a man word, buddy. Well, you
I'm
keep...
going back to the books.
All right, you go for it, buddy.
Does that mean I can't call him back again?
Oh, no. You have at it, man.
We got another
whole segment. All right.
We could do this all day.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mark. God bless you. You are listening to the special Christmas edition of the Christian Car Guy Radio Show with Dr. Sonny Fox. He's the master of acronymization, and not to mention motorsports parables. 866-34-TRUTH. If you think you can stump him, we got LaDonna. She's in Richmond, you know. She's a Southern girl. She can do it. LaDonna. Help us out, man. We need help. We're taking a beating here. When he can get potentiometer, you know, I don't know. What have you got for us?
Well, I was thinking of several, but I guess the one that I would offer to Dr. Sonny is transmission.
Transmission. Okay. Well, let's make this one good, because that's a good one. Thank you, LaDonna.
Okay.
Well, I hope the weather's not bad there in Richmond, because I grew up in Fredericksburg, just about 50 miles north of you there on 95.
Okay.
Well, transmission, what a transmission does, it takes the power of God in that motor. He's the motor for us, and it transfers his love and his power and strength into us, the rear wheels that take us where we need to go. So the T is for Trinity. The R is for repentance. You need to repent.
Okay.
A is for the actualization. You're actualizing the power from the engine on back to the transmission.
Okay.
The N is to never give up on him.
Okay.
The M is to understand that your mission is the transmission, to take the love of God and give it to those rear axles and take that car you're in and go through life and witness for him with no dents, because the dent man's going to take care of the dents and keep it away from Clint, because he's going to wreck it on the track. Now, and listen to the radio. Now, there's all three of us in one parable from Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
Thank you, LaDonna. God bless you. You
Thanks,
have a great
Christmas. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to the Christian Car Guy. You know, we got the Motorsports Triple Threat on here, and we're going to get you yet. We're working on it. 866-348-7884. You know, James is in King, North Carolina. James, take him on, buddy. You got what it takes, man.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Transducer.
Transducer. That's a good part word.
Yeah, that is. A transducer, in my old Navy days, I was a reactor operator on submarines. A transducer takes one piece of power and makes it such that another part can use it. Now, what God does, he takes us, like the word meek, the meek shall inherit the earth. Meek is the Greek word praus, P-R-A-U-S. And what that does is, it's like a transducer. It takes a wild horse and it breaks it such that that power and strength can be used. So a transducer is much like the word meek in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, and the word praus is the word in Greek that shows that all that power can now be used without it running wild and hurting itself and others. So a transducer is God's way to make you meek.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing, man.
He's good. He's good. Thank you, James.
We appreciate you
listening.
You guys.
God bless you. You have a great Christmas. You are listening to the Christian Car Guy again, 866-348-7884. If you can stump Dr. Sonny, we got Pastor Neon. We got a pastor here. He's going to use some religious car word on you. Pastor, but I happen to know, Pastor Neon, you do something with motorcycles, don't you?
I sure do.
Lay it on him, buddy.
Harley Davidson ratchet lid.
Ratchet, well, ratchet reminds me of the different ways. That's kind of like different ministries. A ratchet kind of brings things around like your ratchet wrench when you're using it. It goes ka-click, ka-click, ka-click. And it also has torque there, and Jesus can only use you with the gift you have with the torque that he applies to you at the appropriate time. So what you have to remember
is... Oh, man,
is,
you didn't have to say that. I mean, you hurt me over here.
Really?
Yeah. I've been torqued on a little bit. A lot more parables coming up. More from Clint. More about the Christmas race. We're going to talk about that right after this break. Stay tuned or call us at 866-348-7884.
There's more Christian Car Guy coming up after this break. The number is 1-866-34-TRUTH. Call us with your questions or comments.
One night bumping me down. But I've got the fastest.
All right, we're racing to Christmas here. Five shopping days left on the Christian Car Guy Radio Show. We're trying to figure out about this Christmas race with our race car triple threat. Oh, we lost Dr. Pastor Neon. But anyway, with our race car triple threat, we've got Dr. Sonny Fox in California. He's with Team Boss Abilities. He does motorsports parables, and he also does some cool drawings like the racetrack oval biblical timeline. Go to ChristianCarGuy.com. You can check out that there, or you can email any of our experts, like Ray at
I knew you was going to do that.
You knew I was going to do it. It's Jerry at Ray's Body Shop. I cannot remember my own name sometimes. And we got Clint Thomas with Hank Thomas Performance. The reason why I love to have them on together is because both of them work for a place that's not their name. And it's easy to confuse me. But I have Dr. Sonny, and Dr. Sonny knows. Did you have any more for the Harley-Davidson part of Dr. Neon before we move on to our appraisal by the Real Black Book?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We can move right along.
We can move right along. Okay, well, those of you regular listeners to Christian Car Guy know that this is our appraisal by the Real Black Book time. And then we're going to have time for more parables. For those of you hanging on, I know we got several at 866-34-TRUTH if you want to stump Sonny before the end of the show. But our appraisal by the Real Black Book, that's where we search the Bible for hidden treasure, cry out for discernment, and lift up our voice for understanding. I want to talk today about the Christmas race. You know, you can't even get into the race unless you qualify, and understand and really experience Christmas, you have to qualify for the race. So today I want to share my story of how I qualified for the Christmas race, and that's coming up right now in our appraisal by the Real Black Book. You know, in 1991, it was a few years ago, so as you can see, I haven't been a Christian all that long. You know, but I became the manager of Crown Honda Volvo in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was a car salesman, you know. And at that time, we were living in Greensboro, North Carolina, so it was a pretty good drive between the two, and I was commuting. It was taking me about an hour every day, and I was trying to figure out what to do with that time. And so I bought a book on tape called The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, you know, so I could learn how to sell more cars. That was the whole thing, you know. It's amazing how Jesus sometimes meets you where you are, but that's what I was trying to do, is figure out how to sell more cars. But in that tape set, Dr. Peale indicated that you should get up an hour early every morning and read the Bible in order to, you know, get a positive mental attitude. And I'm like, what in the world does that have to do with selling cars? But I searched my house, and I remembered I had one of those things. I had a Bible that somebody gave me back, like, in the sixth grade. And, you know, after all these moves and all that going on, you just can't throw out a Bible. Have you ever tried? It just doesn't go in there. So I still had a Bible, so I started reading that thing. I was sure that this was foolishness, but I bought the tapes. That cost me over $100, and I was going to do it. And so in that, he said, you know, before you read, you're supposed to pray. And just being an orderly person like I am, I decided I would start at the beginning and read, you know, through Genesis and Exodus. And I'll tell you, the first part was real exciting, but by the time I got into Exodus, you know, they're talking about cutting out the fat of the liver, and I'm trying to figure out, man, what does this have to do with selling cars? I was a little discouraged, but something inside just kept telling me, Rob, you got to push through this. And I kept reading, and it got a little bit better when I got into Chronicles. Then I got to Job. You know, there I was expecting Job to be about patience. You know, that's what I thought. That's what I'd always heard, you know. I'm still trying to figure out how to sell cars from all this, how to get a positive mental attitude. But nonetheless, I'm reading Job, and man, the poor guy, Satan takes him out, takes his kids, all this stuff, and then there's 27 chapters that'll try your patience as these guys give him advice about, you know, what he should do. And I was just like, man, I don't know if I can deal with another chapter of this. And then you get to, I think it's about the 38th chapter where God shows up in a whirlwind, and he starts talking to Job. And what he says to Job is, he says, you know, let me ask you a few questions a minute. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps. I want to ask you some things. And when he asked Job these questions, like, when did you bring up the sun one time? Or maybe you can set the sea for me. And they start talking about this behemoth. And I didn't even know what a behemoth was. But he said, you can't stick a hook in its nose and bring it in. I said, man, you know what? I don't think I could. I started to think about that. And for the first time in my life, I realized that I wasn't God. And now I had a problem, because if I wasn't God and I couldn't handle my own car, so to speak, in the Christmas race, if I couldn't be the driver, then I needed another driver. We needed a driver change in the middle of the Christmas race. So, you know, I kind of looked at Hebrews 12:1 to be the Christmas race theme verse. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before. So I kind of think of this, if you picture what the writer's telling you, This is a Indianapolis 500, man. You got all these spectators, not just witnesses, they're spectators. They're watching you run this race. It's like the Indianapolis 500, but how are you going to run the race when you got 500 anchors, lead anchors, in your trunk? You know, that's the problem. You got to get rid of that weight that's weighting you down. And, you know, I think those weights are kind of what they call in the Bible sin. But simply put, it's things that just aren't right with God. So the first thing God wants right is for you to accept his Christmas gift. It's pretty simple. Will you open it and take a look at it? He sent his son on Christmas to take all those anchors on himself. If you think about it, if you believe he died for your anchors, in other words, all those sins, all those things you did that weren't right, if you believe that he died on that cross for you, and God raised him from the dead, and if you can ask him to forgive you for those things, then ask him to be your driver, man, and he will take you through the Christmas race. With Jesus as your driver, Dr. Sonny, you can't lose, can you?
That reminds me of the parable that's in the Motorsports Magazine, Christian Motorsports, this issue that I wrote called Leak, L-E-A-K. Lose everything except the King.
Wow.
Let it all leak away and accept the King, and there's your parable.
And you can win a Christmas race. Joe in California has been hanging on forever. I hope he's still there. Joe, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am, sir.
Lay it on. We need to stump him. We just got a couple minutes left.
Island pressure valve.
The island pressure valve?
Wow, I hadn't even heard of that part. Shows how much I know.
Well, with all pressure valves, the purpose of a pressure valve is either to release pressure or redirect pressure or something like that. And one of the greatest things you can do to relieve the anxiety within you is just like I said, L-E-A-K, lose everything and accept the King. That is your island reducer. And any relief you need, lose everything and accept the King. And I want to make sure before I leave the radio today that people understand that this is a gift that I have been given. And I hope I didn't come across prideful, because that's the wrong way to use it. But it is a gift, and don't try this at home. I'm a trained professional.
Thank you, Joe. We got to get to Cheryl. She's in Norfolk, Virginia. Cheryl, you're on the Christian Car Guy. Go quick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have a real simple word. U-bolt.
U-bolt.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. The U-bolt is shaped like a U, and what the word repent means is to change direction. And what that U-bolt does, it can be used in several ways. It can hold car springs together, or it can hold other things together, like your drive shaft to pieces at either end. And what God is your U-bolt. What he does, he helps you change direction and holds everything together while he's taking all that power from the engine and taking it to the transmission. So God is your U-bolt. You understand, become a believer.
There you go.
Thank you,
Cheryl. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. All right. Any final thoughts from my Christian race car driver about this particular Christmas? Something else you want to say about your ministry before we leave? We got Clint Thomas here. He's our Christian race car guy.
Patience. Driving back and forth and through all the traffic and everything to be able to finish the race just like we do, it starts off with patience. Even though you think you can make that next spot, if you end up having to go to race with something tore up, that means everything slows down.
And you want to say Merry Christmas, I know, to everybody out there, too.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that supports Christian Car Guy along with our R12 ministry. Check us out on YouTube. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
And Jerry, what you want to say?
Well, one thing I'd like to say is just everybody have a happy Merry Christmas and really be safe. And if you do have problems, make sure you take your car to a body shop, get it taken care of, because that car is something that's going to keep giving back to you throughout the year. And talking about giving, remember what Christmas season is all about. Make sure we give thanks for the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind. That's the fact that we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Oh, wow. And Dr. Sonny, I'm giving you the last word, buddy, and I know you can handle it.
Well, this season is about joy, the word J-O-Y. And if you keep your priorities right, J, Jesus first, O, others second, Y, you last, you will always have joy. Jesus, others, and you, the joy of the season.
Wow. I knew you could do it. I just knew. Well, I want to thank you all for listening to Christian Car Guy. I know this is our last show before Christmas. We want to tell you, man, that you listeners are what make this show for me. Lord, I really do thank the Lord that he's given us this ministry. I hope you'll continue to pray for us. I hope you'll have a wonderful Christmas. I want you to think about it this Christmas. Who is driving your Christmas race car? You know, and if you turn over the wheel, you know, he can certainly take you and get you back on track. And he can certainly help you win the race that's in front of us. You know, again, slow down. Jesus walked everywhere he went in 33 years. And remember, the Christian Car Guy is trying to keep you out of the smoking section. So keep listening. Next week, we got some awesome stuff coming on. And we just, again, thank you so much for this ministry.
Thank you for listening to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show with Robbie Dillmore. For more information about the show or to email questions, go to ChristianCarGuy.com. That's ChristianCarGuy.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us at the same time next week for the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.